A midair over the Hudson River has political opportunists in pander mode. Frontier and the Teamsters reach a contract agreement for maintenance employees. And Atlanta braces for more layoffs at Delta. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, August 10th, 2009. ANN is following the story of a mid-air collision over New York Saturday, which apparently claimed 9 victims. According to the NTSB and unofficial media reports available as of our deadline, a Piper PA-32 overtook a slower-moving AS-350 helicopter doing scenic tours over the Hudson River. NTSB Chairman Deborah Hersman has reported that a Liberty helicopter pilot, on the ground refueling, apparently saw what was about to happen and attempted to warn the helo pilot. Then, quote, he saw the right wing of the plane contact the helicopter. The right wing fell, then both aircraft, unquote. Local politicians who wouldn't dream of shutting down the New York State Thruway after a car accident have wasted no time pandering to constituents with talk of shutting down sightseeing flights. Fox News and Reuters have published a still photo which shows both aircraft after the collision as they fell toward the river below. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports helicopter pilot Jeremy Clark was lost along with 5 Italian tourists aboard his aircraft, while the 3 fatalities aboard the Piper were 60-year-old pilot Steve Altman, his 49-year-old brother Daniel, and 16-year-old nephew Douglas. All but 2 bodies had been recovered by divers as of early this morning. Watch for updates to this story and the unfortunate political aftermath at aero-news.net. Bankrupt Frontier Airlines and Teamsters Local 961 have reached a long-term labor agreement and comprehensive settlement of the company's litigation under Section 1113 of the Bankruptcy Code. The agreement modifies the wage and benefit reductions Frontier obtained from its maintenance employees under a bankruptcy court order last November, making the concessions comparable to those made by other Frontier employee groups. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters supports and expects member ratification by August 20th. Frontier CEO Sean Menke commented, quote, I applaud the IBT leadership for working with us to reach this agreement. It provides us with cost assurances and labor certainty as we proceed with the upcoming auction process and our anticipated emergence from bankruptcy, unquote. Atlanta is bracing for new layoffs at Delta following the company's announcement of a $2.1 billion loss in the second quarter. CEO Richard Anderson didn't put a number on the layoffs, but said they would happen among salaried personnel. The Atlanta Journal and Constitution reports that about 2,000 Delta salaried and administrative employees have lost their jobs in the past 18 months, with overall job cuts numbering about 6,000. Not all the cuts have come through forced layoffs. Attrition and early out incentives have produced part of the reduction. Delta has told investors a rebound in its revenues is not imminent, and more cost reductions will have to be found. Anderson says Delta will evaluate its management and administrative structure to identify savings, and that the company is closely watching talks between the U.S. and Japan on flights between the two countries. He says if restrictions on flights into Haneda Airport in Tokyo are not reduced, Delta's flights to Japan might be cut. Up next on ANN, the Canadian government backs loans to sell Q400s. ASTM greenlights synthetic jet fuel. And SAFE's first honorary member was born in 1908. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 10th. I'm Paul Plack. Not only is last year's spat between Scandinavian Airlines and Bombardier over, but the Canadian government is set to issue loans worth $173 million U.S. to the manufacturer to fund the purchase of more planes by the airline. SAS triggered a worldwide grounding and inspection of Q400 turboprop airliners when it had 3 separate landing gear incidents with the planes. SAS blamed a design flaw. While many in the industry wondered out loud why only Q400s maintained by SAS were having the problems. At one point, SAS made known its intent to eliminate the type from its fleet, despite the Q400's high marks for comfort among travelers. An investigation blamed the problems on corrosion, and the feud ended when Bombardier said it would compensate Scandinavian Airlines for the landing gear issues, and the airline said it would order new Q400s. Proponents of alternative aviation fuels had corks popping last week. Rentec Incorporated announced that ASTM International's full governance committee unanimously approved modifying the specifications for commercial aviation jet fuel to include up to a 50-50 blend of synthetic Fischer-Tropsch jet fuel. The jet fuel certified by the FAA for use in commercial aircraft relies on ASTM's specifications, and the company says its RenJet-branded fuel qualifies. RenJet is produced from renewable or fossil feedstocks, and when blended with petroleum-derived fuel, meets the ASTM international specifications. Rentec says RenJet is biodegradable, clean-burning, and virtually free of particulates, sulfur, and aromatics. Airlines have said they hope the introduction of synthetic fuels will help them meet environmental goals and put downward pressure on the price of petroleum-based jet fuel. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators has inducted Captain Joe Grant as its first honorary member. Grant is now 101 years old. He started his flying career in 1927 as a barnstormer and stunt pilot. He was hired by TWA just before World War II, then left to fly C-54s for the Air Transport Command in the Middle East. His incredible resume includes piloting a wide variety of aircraft from World War I Jennies to the Boeing 707. At the end of World War II, President Franklin Roosevelt presented Saudi Arabia's king with the latest in American aviation technology, a DC-3, as a symbol of friendship. Grant served as that DC-3's captain for 2 years before going back to TWA. Grant looked back on his career. Quote, "When you were a pilot in those early days, it was your duty to pass along this gift to others. It was also your duty to create safe pilots through thorough and continuous education," unquote. SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart commented, quote, "We are thrilled to welcome Captain Grant as our first honorary member. We should all be blessed to enjoy such an interesting and, above all, safe flying career," unquote. Still ahead, the FAA issues a bulletin for G1000 owners. Cessna keeps on selling Skyhawks. And it's not just TV news departments that sensationalize aviation incidents. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800 for Cessna.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, August 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for owners and operators of aircraft equipped with Garmin G1000, Perspective, and Prodigy integrated flight decks installed with a Garmin GFC 700 autopilot. This is not an AD because the FAA says it's not an unsafe condition, but notes that changes to navigation frequencies in navigation database updates may cause a mismatch between the automatically tuned localizer frequency and the frequency shown on the approach chart or applicable NOTAM. The pilot can manually enter a frequency different from the one in the database if necessary, but the autopilot won't capture it. The FAA recommends pilots in that situation enter the correct frequency but fly the approach manually, or choose a different terminal procedure until Garmin enables capturing a manually entered frequency in course. Garmin has promised that capability in its version 10 and higher software revisions. Cessna delivered five new 172S Skyhawks to Northwestern Michigan College last week at the Cessna Customer Center in Independence, Kansas. Northwestern Michigan College is a publicly funded community college in Traverse City, and has been training pilots since 1967. The school's aviation program serves about 350 students each year, logging about 8,500 flight hours each year on a fleet of 12 aircraft. The college now has six 2009 Skyhawks with G1000 avionics. Cessna notes the Skyhawk has become the best-selling, most-flown airplane in the world, with more than 43,000 delivered. And finally today, it's not just TV talking heads who over-dramatize minor aviation incidents. On Thursday, husband and wife movie stars Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore were aboard a private plane from Las Vegas to New York when the pilot got an indication of engine overheating, declared an emergency, and returned to McCarran International. Kutcher alerted his followers on Twitter immediately, quote, "My plane just had to do an emergency landing. Engine overheated, fire trucks everywhere. Good times," unquote. Later, while setting up a party to promote his new movie Spread, Kutcher tweeted, quote, "Happy to be alive. Let's celebrate," unquote. Kutcher's tweeting of all the minor details of his everyday life has become a running joke in the entertainment industry. Last Thursday, a hacker managed to shut down Twitter for a couple hours. A Tonight Show parody of obsessed fans featured Conan O'Brien panicking when he couldn't find out what Ashton Kutcher was having for lunch. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, modern glass panels notwithstanding, CFI Bob Miller says it's still important to know exactly how your pedostatic system works. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.